From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Tuesday, U.S. President Donald Trump's administration moved to end a program that shielded 800,000 young undocumented immigrants from deportation. Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced the decisions and provided the administration's rationale.
In other words, the executive branch, through DACA, deliberately sought to achieve what the legislative branch specifically refused to authorize on multiple occasions.
President Trump has given Congress 6 months to act if it wants to allow those affected to remain in the United States. Russia and China say steps to further tighten sanctions against North Korea in the wake of its latest nuclear test would do little to ease tensions on the Korean Peninsula. Russian ambassador to the United Nations, Vasily Nebenzia, told reporters he saw two solutions.
Many delegations, including ours, I think most of them, said that A, there is no military solution to the conflict. B, that we have to look for diplomatic and political solution.
Russian President Vladimir Putin Tuesday said tougher sanctions were senseless and would not change the leadership in Pyongyang and would lead to large-scale human suffering. Brazilian and French authorities said they have uncovered an international corruption scheme aimed at buying votes in awarding the 2016 Olympics. The disclosures came as police in Rio de Janeiro raided the home of Brazilian Olympic Committee President Carlos Newsman. They emerged with suitcases, documents, and a computer. Police said detention warrants had been issued for Newsman and an associate. For additional coverage, follow Voice of America on social media platforms for stories, videos, and more. This is VOA News.